Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e.
Hey, aloha, everybody. This is KP here. I'm just talking to everyone from the beautiful state of Hawaii, the Big Island of Hawaii, and we're at 1 a.m. on February 24th. So this show today is sort of, it's one of the, sometimes the I have things planned. This one I have almost nothing planned except for one thing. I did want to encourage anyone who to, I really strongly recommend the latest video that was put out by Tolek, and that was, published on the blog. So everybody who reads the blog should be able to get that. And I was just very, very impressed by the whole this interview he had with someone called M. He calls M, and then there's MSM, which I believe means Ms. MS, like his partner, M, the partner of M. So it was a very balanced discussion of and it's not just a discussion. It's not a off the cuff, but these are people who, to me, they sense very strongly to me to be connected, and it's about looking at the whole situation on the planet as a multi-level, multi-dimensional event. To me, it was very important to look at that and to view it as a really as this transformation is happening is a multi-dimensional event. We are going through this one step at a time. And they covered many, many aspects of the a variety of situations, but primarily, you know, one of the things they were talking about, of course, is the RV, and they really gave a lot of information about it. So I've listened to it once. It's about a little over one hour, at about the 60-minute mark, about the one-hour mark. They did talk about Donald Trump and about his role here on the planet at this time. The important message to me was that, you know, we're here, you know, each of us are either finding our mission objectives, whatever they happen to be. We're finding our mission objectives, and that can mean something different for everybody. For me, it's not necessarily about something physical that goes on, that I'm trying to convince other people to do this or to do that, but it's very much an energetic connection with the planet. This video was interviewed. The interview was on the 22nd, and that is a day that I went to, you know, we went to Kilauea, and I say we because a lot of people kind of travel with me. I know a lot of beings travel with me when I go. But on the 22nd, it's sort of like it all comes into alignment. You know, our one important part of the video was that we are really here to be who we are and to find the mission that we are here, or missions, that we are here to accomplish, either accomplish or whatever that means. And so, you know, that's a very important part of the whole process. To me, the RV could be a wonderful thing, and of course, RV meaning the revaluation of currencies. And a part of that RV doesn't mean just doing this all around the planet, but it also is because many people have chosen to purchase certain currencies like the Iraqi dinar, the Vietnamese dong, the Zimbabwe dollar, and with the understanding that it's possible, very possible, that this would revalue, and that they would revalue to a higher value. So therefore, we would be responsible. We would get a certain amount of money from that, an increase in investment, in other words. They talked about that on the interview, and you know, some of it just really, I'll tell you what, that whole interview very much rang true to me, and that's all I can say. It very much rang true to me, and it was really a very balanced sort of spiritual but grounded discussion of what's really going on. And I've talked to someone else about it too, and it's just like it's very, very, I think a lot of people will enjoy it. So anyway, get what you can from it. Feel free to just, of course, always using your higher discernment, that discernment that we all have. And I personally, my own discernment, just found this so in touch with what everything I've been seeing, whatever, what I've been feeling about the entire process. They did touch very briefly on cryptocurrencies. I don't remember much about what they said about that. But, you know, as I recall, the last Benjamin Fulford talked about gold-backed cryptocurrencies that they were working on, the White Dragon Society. Those people were working on such a system. I believe part of this was also about, about a gold or metal-backed cryptocurrency system as part of the process. So, you know, I think the bottom line from that was, you know, this is a process, all right? And to me, kind of this idea that, well, you know, to say that, well, we can't do anything until the RV happens. And I'll be okay if the RV happens. And, oh, I hope the RV happens. And I may have talked about this before. You know, the RV is also a process. And whether it actually happens the way a lot of people think it's going to happen, and all at once, boom, a lot of people are rich, I don't think it's going to happen that way. There's something else that's going on, and that's what they talked about. That's one of the things that they addressed in that in that video. So, you know, there's a certain process that this thing has to go through. So the first part, is taking out, we'll call them the dark ones. You know, we're taking out the dark entities, the things that would. You know, you can RV something and people have a lot of money, but so what if it's all taken away from you by, you know, the cabal, the banking system, whatever it is. So, you know, this is, again, it's a process. And I've looked at it saying that, you know, if this RV as it is been described by some people, and of course you can go to Intel Dinar Chronicles, you can go to, there's a bunch of other Dinar sites, but I only usually go to Intel Dinar Chronicles if I want to check anything. But a lot of these things, it's like the same thing over and 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 over. And it's fine and dandy, and stuff is definitely happening, but I believe because it's a process, I know that it's a process. And to, you know, it's like it's very important, at least it's been important for myself, just to let go, you know, let go of it having to be anything. And that's the main thing for me. It's just letting go of the entire process. I'm not here to figure out how it's going to go down or if it's going to go down the way that, you know, I originally had thought back in 2010 when I first bought some currencies. I bought some currencies, some Iraqi dinars. And it was kind of like, oh, great, this will help me out because I'm really not doing very well financially, or didn't have that much money and all this and all that. And the RV was always going to happen the next day. Oh, it's going to happen this day. It's going to happen this day. And then I found out that the guys who were telling us that, who were saying this on these shows, well, they've been saying this for the last 10 years. Every day it's going to happen. Every day it's going to happen. So what is happening now is that I said, you know, the we'll call them the dark ones. Not necessarily they're evil ones. They're just dark, or evil's not a good word either. But just these ones who are kind of trying to financially benefit from, from the RV, from the RV process. Those are the ones who I think are really being taken out. Some of the ones that are being taken out. There's been a lot of people who put this information out there, and I can tell you, a lot of it is just a bunch of crap. It's a bunch of crap. It's just like, this is going to happen. Oh, that's going to happen. When this happens, oh, I can buy my Bentley, or I can buy this, and I can buy that. And it's like, that was a very important part of that video, was that they were saying, this is about whatever funds that are made available to the planet will be used for humanity. In other words, will be used for the benefit of humanity. This is not a personal thing. This is not a personal thing. I'm sure there will be the option to, you know, if we're having, you know, if we need to pay off some bills or things like that, or whatever the deal is, that will be options like that. But this is for the benefit of humanity. So I think that was a very important part of the whole video, you know. So that's the condition. I think that is a big condition, and I've heard that before from some of the other dinar sites and some of the people who've talked about it. So I just don't, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, exactly how it's going to happen. According to Tolek, according to the video, they're going to have like another one maybe in a couple weeks. And I definitely will be posting that when it comes to when they come out with that. Again, I strongly recommend it. It's just a very excellent, I think, a very excellent balanced message. One of the things is that the title, I immediately got a title, Enter the Dragon Within. That title has something to do with our consciousness. This is a time when I don't even know what to call it. I mean, a dragon sounds like some people look at a fire-breathing dragon, you know, a flying thing, and it's really, of course, it's a Chinese connection. This is a deal where I really feel it's an important message that this is not an intellectual only journey. This is part of, we need to find the dragon within ourselves. And it's a very important part of our journey. And I can't say that it's one thing or another thing. Hold on, I'm going to sneeze here. Oh, that felt good. Okay, I'm going to have a sip of tea here before we go on. This is for, it's like the dragon is that dragon. In fact, that's exactly what the thing, you know, finding our own, you know, what is our mission? You know, we find the dragon within ourselves, which is kind of like a dragon is out for transformation and going out, and maybe it is to confront things or to bring fire to a situation. Oh, that's another thing. Yeah, that's right. That's another thing. But when you find that dragon within, it's like, you know, sort of like, you know, the fire within. You find that connection with the fire within. Jordan Sather was just talking about this with Isaac Green. Isaac Green, who's what's the name of his thing? Anti-School, and his YouTube has just been YouTube channel has been deleted by YouTube. Too much truth going on there, too much exposure going on. But they were talking about that, you know, kind of like, you know, they're walking into the fire. I would contrast with that though, saying that a lot of this is really finding the fire dragon within ourselves. You know, it's like, you know, finding the dragon within ourselves, the fire within ourselves. It's an inner process. It's really an inner process. So this whole deal about, you know, it's partly an outer process. There are certain things on the outer that we are there to do. But, for example, when I was going on to the mission that I did yesterday that I was involved with, it was a connection with that fire. And that, to me, again, is a connection with, it's like the fire of Pele, of course, is very, you know, I didn't actually look at it that time, but you can actually see the red glow of the lava. When you're going to when you go to Kilauea, there are many who are connecting with that inner dragon. In fact, I know that, you know, I've happened to see some people. All of a sudden, they're going out on missions now. They're going out and doing what they are there to do. And you know, one of them is my friend from Facebook friend from Norway, and you know, he's kind of started doing his own thing, his own missions, and Frederick, yes, of course, and so he's been going on missions, and occasionally he connects with a video, but everyone can find this within themselves. You can find the fire within yourselves in. Even in Norway, even where it's really cold, even at the North Pole, the South Pole. But to me, it's a very important part of proceeding on this new path, this higher consciousness path. We are in a period where there are a lot of energies of transmutation and transformation that are happening. And it's something that we can connect with and we can flow with. And this, of course, also includes personal, inner personal transformation. We can be a part of assisting the outer transmutation and transformation, but this also happens within. So when I say without and within, that's what I mean. So this whole process that's going on right now, I mean, it's a continuing thing. And on the external, on the outer, in the 3D, you know, the 3D is you know, of course, it, a lot of us, including myself, many of us would like it to go faster, you know, but it has to be done very carefully, in my view. It has to be done, you know, very, very carefully. And that's what carefully primarily meaning one step at a time. And it's kind of a thing where we just have to be patient in a lot of times. At least I do. So, you know, I wanted this RV to happen 10 years ago. I said, oh, God, thank goodness I can finally, maybe I can buy a house and blah, 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 and pay some bills and blah, blah, blah. And then as it turns out, you know, it's just one of the, it was one step in the whole process. So a lot of it is learning about things, how things are going on. You know, so much has been, I think we've waked up to so much in just the last year, the last few months. You know, the effect of, I'm just going to call it the Trump election process, that has exposed so much. That's exposed a lot about the whole thing that went on, about the whole, you know, we're looking at this in the United States. There's these two main parties, Republican, Democrat. However, I've seen it on the Republican side. I've seen stuff going on that. But in this case, we're also seeing it going with the Democrat side. So much that is being exposed, and it's like the whole system is just being exposed. Everything's being exposed. No one's getting away with anything. And that basically includes myself as well. You know, there's things that I've had to address and face, and some of them are physical, some of them are spiritual, some of them are mental, internal, whatever it is. There's various things that come in, and I've had to let go of a lot of things. That's happened ever since I moved to this particular location where I'm staying right now, and I've had to look at a lot of things and let go of a lot of fear. It's really helped me release a lot of fear. So that, I believe, is also happening on the planet. It's kind of this whole transmutation. It's basically a massive planetary, and I'm going to say especially in the U.S. Release of fear. You know, so it's an exposure and a release of fear. A fear of this is going to happen, that's going to happen. And, of course, we see it all over the place. We see it, you know, these blow-ups, these things and that are happening. And, oh, this is going to march about this and march about that. And all these things that are coming out, we're seeing, you know, these things are funded by either Soros or somebody else or somebody else. But, you know, a lot of things are being exposed. So I'm not so much involved with blogging a lot of those things these days. But occasionally I will put up a video or an article about them. Today I'm not here to talk about those things, those articles. But I did really, you know, that video just really rang up some things within me. It just... boom, you know, I started ringing some bells inside of me, and I was so very, you know, I was just really, it really did resonate with a lot of stuff that's that within me. So take a listen. If it doesn't resonate with you, that's okay. And, of course, you know, just let it go, and maybe something else will. But I'm not really paying much attention to all the stuff. Oh, this is going on, that's going on, and so-and-so's, you know, blah, 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 and look at the government doing this, or look at the FDA or the QMA or the whoever-a, you know, or agency. All these things that have been going on, I'm just not really into that right now. I'm more into paying attention to the energies, just kind of allowing them to flow, and really to listening within to what my mission is, one moment at a time. So it's really to me, it's right now, it's a very important to be, listening to the voice within, and where to be, where to go, what to do. And it could make no sense. And this was one of the things that also came out from the video, the Ms. M or MSM, she was saying about that. Some of the things that she's got into is that she just can't explain it. You can't talk to so-called normal. They're not normal. They're really limited. Talking to limited people about these things, you can't do it. You just can't. I mean, they have to get to a certain point where they start to open up. And honestly, I feel it's not useful to try and force people to listen to what you have to offer. If they are not ready to listen, you just be patient and be kind and just be loving and say, it doesn't matter. Just take one step at a time and allow them to develop. I've had discussions with people about so-and-so and so-and-so, this and that, this and that, but it's almost like, no, it doesn't really matter. At some point, they will start to get it. It's the energies, the energies are waking everybody up. That's I think, an important thing for me to remember. The energies are waking people up. It's not me personally. So kind of taking the ego out and realizing that, hey, there's all these cosmic energies coming in. We are passing through a cloud or some kind of a field of higher energy that is here to wake us up. And we are doing it. We are waking up. So one step at a time, one moment at a time. I think with that, I'm going to end. There's not much more for me to say. I don't feel there's any more coming out right now. So instead of blabbing on anymore, I'm just going to say aloha to all. And thank you all for listening. And with that, we will end with Brada Is and Ala'e, Inner Sovereignty. Aloha.
We the warriors born to live, what the land is she can give, defend our birthright to be free, give our children liberty. Ea la ea, 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 ea la ea, ea, ea.